Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
All right, folks. Welcome back to Daily Stoke Edge. Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide through this crazy, wonderful thing we call life. And let's be real, sometimes life throws a whole lot of what am I doing moments our way. Today, we're diving headfirst into one of those biggest procrastination. Ever feel like that giant to-do list is staring you down with a smug grin? You know the feeling when inspiration decides to take a permanent vacation and your motivation levels are somewhere between meh and not happening. Trust me, I get it. We all have those days where focusing feels like trying to herd cats wearing roller skates. But guess what? Procrastination doesn't have to be our boss. Today, we're going to break down 5 killer strategies to help you conquer procrastination and reclaim your focus. Buckle up, because this is about to get real. Number 1. Know your why. Seriously, spend a few minutes really digging into why that task matters to you. Connect it to your bigger goals, dreams, or values. Want to start writing that novel? Remember the feeling of holding that finished book in your hands, knowing you poured your heart and soul into it. Need to clean your apartment? Imagine that peaceful calm of coming home to a spotless space. When you know why something matters, procrastination takes a serious hit because you're not just doing it out of obligation, you're working towards something bigger than yourself. Number 2. Break it down. Ever tackled a massive project and felt completely overwhelmed? I'm raising my hand if I have. We often procrastinate because the task seems too daunting. The solution? Break it down into bite-sized, manageable chunks. Think of it like baking a cake you wouldn't try to throw all the ingredients in at once, right? You follow a recipe, step by step. Same goes for your projects. Focus on one small piece at a time and celebrate each mini victory along the way. Number 3. Time boxing set yourself up for success. Ever feel like you're constantly running out of time? That's where time boxing comes in handy. It's all about allocating specific blocks of time to certain tasks. Instead of saying, I'll work on this report when I get around to it, schedule a dedicated chunk of your day for it, maybe an hour or two. You'll be amazed at what you can accomplish when you know exactly how much time you have to dedicate. Number 4. Embrace the Pomodoro technique. This is a game changer. Work and focus best of 25 minutes followed by a short 5-minute break. Repeat this cycle for 4 Pomodoros, then take a longer break. It's like giving your brain mini power naps to stay sharp and focused. And finally, number 5. Eliminate distractions. You know those little things that sneakily pull you away from your work, social media, emails, that never-ending stream of notifications? They're the enemy. Turn off those pesky distractions, close unnecessary tabs, and create a dedicated workspace where you can truly focus. Ever felt like your brain is constantly ping-ponging between tasks, never really settling on anything? I've definitely been there. Imagine this. You're trying to write a blog post, but suddenly you remember you need to reply to an email, then you start scrolling through social media. Before you know it, an hour has passed and that blog post is still staring back at you like a half-finished puzzle. Sound familiar? That's procrastination in action, the sneaky art of delaying tasks until they become unavoidable. But guess what? We can break free from its grip. Take those 5 strategies we talked about, knowing your why, breaking down your goals, time boxing, using the Pomodoro technique, and eliminating distractions applied into that blogging scenario. Suddenly, you've got a roadmap to success. You know why writing this blog post matters, sharing your knowledge and connecting with people. You've broken it down into manageable chunks, researching, outlining, writing the introduction, etc. You've scheduled specific time slots for each step. You're using short bursts so folks work with breaks in between, and you've silenced those pesky distractions. Dylan, you're crushing it. So remember, folks, overcoming procrastination isn't about willpower alone, it's about smart strategies and consistent effort. By incorporating these tips into your daily routine, you can reclaim your focus, boost your productivity, and achieve those goals that have been waiting in the wings. Now go out there and make today amazing. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who needs a little nudge in the right direction. And if you've got any thoughts or takeaways of your own, drop them in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going. See you tomorrow for another dose of Daily Stoic Edge.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.